Have you ever overreacted? Said something you regret? Walked away from a situation wishing there was a rewind button in life? All of these situations and others like them really come down to a mindless moment. Yeah? You know, we're moving along. We're doing our thing. We're in our day. Everything seems normal, but in reality, we're being mindless. We're just going through the motions. And then something happens, something unexpected. It can be a big thing, a phone call from a family member that sets you off. It can be a small thing, a look, a glance in a meeting. And all of a sudden, it's like, I don't have a big brain. I don't have the ability to think rationally and work my way to a better response. It's like my brain shuts off and I go into reactivity. We all know this feeling. Let's just call it going mindless. What can we do to be more mindful? This is Dave Fleming at the Ingenuity Lab. Welcome to another episode of Thriving Together, the Leader Edition. Today, we begin to look at a really important concept, particularly in light of where we are right now. Vaccinated people can now go places without masks, indoors and outdoors. More and more people are talking about advancing forward into a new way of doing work. How are we going to now, in the age of pandemic, because we're still in a pandemic, and in the age of uncertainty about health, the way we now think about it, how are we going to move forward? How are we going to advance together, even in simple things like going to the building? Being in rooms together. You know, yesterday, for the first time in 15 months, I was in a room with 12 other people for an afternoon workshop. I have to tell you, it was weird. Nobody had masks on. Everybody was fully vaccinated. And I had moments where I thought, other than my in-laws and my wife, you're the only people I've been in a room with for the last 15 months. As we think about meeting as teams, experimenting with time in the building, time together again, how do we do it in a mindful way? Not a reactive way. Think about what we've come through over the last 2 years. Think about it. Think about the going home and working at home and the Herculean effort that was made at UNS to make that work. Think about all the various pieces of the pandemic that have unfolded in our country, including all the political noise that goes along with that. It doesn't matter what side of the politics you fall on. We can all agree that there's been a lot of noise. And now, we just found out it's okay to go inside again with a lot of people without masks if we're vaccinated. And again, it doesn't really matter what side of the vaccination world you flip-flop on. That's not the issue I'm trying to bring out here. I'm just saying, think of all we've been through over the last 15 to 16 months. And here we are at a moment where now UNS, like so many others, like I did yesterday, will start experimenting with time in the building and time with team members face-to-face. Wow. How do we do this in a mindful way? How do we not allow reactivity that just sits right under the surface? How do we not let reactivity rule how we behave in the days ahead? You could very easily find yourself in an experiment this summer where you go into the building and something happens that causes you to feel that trigger inside you. You know, that emotional trigger. I call it that sort of emotional vomit. Sorry for the feeling, but it is sort of, or for the picture, but it is kind of what happens. You know that it grabs you in your stomach. It literally grabs you in your stomach. By the way, do you know why it grabs you in your stomach? It grabs you in your stomach because there are nerves that run from your parasympathetic system, your nervous system, through your brain, down into your heart or your cranial area, down into your heart, right into your gut. So when it grabs you in your gut, it actually is grabbing you in your gut. And then we feel threatened in some way, or we feel disoriented in some way. And what do? Well, we're tempted to react. This is going to happen. This situation of experimenting in the building and face-to-face and finding ourselves moving into society in ways we haven't is going to touch all of us in different ways. How do we stay mindful in this transition? How do we stay mindful that we all don't see things the same way, but we all have to find places of alignment where we can work together? Well, mindfulness is an essential piece of this. What is mindfulness? Well, I like to define it in three steps. First, mindfulness happens when I locate myself in the present moment. I locate myself. I actually know where I am. I'm present to the moment. Because it's so easy to go through the motions. It's so easy to go into cruise control, to fall asleep during the day, not literally, but metaphorically, and I'm not really present to what I'm doing. So the first piece of mindfulness is to locate myself in the moment. So let's say that you go to the building sometime in the next 2 months, and you're making an experiment with a few other people. The first piece of mindfulness would simply be to say, I have been working at home for 15 months. And now I am walking into this building. This building I've walked into so many times without thinking of it. But now it feels very different. Here I am, walking in with all of my hopes and fears and dreams and the last 15 months. Here I am walking into this building to have a meeting with two other people in a room. That's the first piece. Locate yourself. Now you might think, really, Dave? I mean, really? And what I would say to that is, really? Yeah. Locating yourself is critical to mindfulness because it wakes you up. It wakes me up from the slumber of the routine. Number two, notice. Locate yourself and then notice. Notice what's happening in you. Notice what's happening around you. Those are the two biggies, in you and around you. Do you have certain feelings as you walk into the building? Like yesterday, I was apprehensive. I was already on alert when I walked in. So as I was walking in from the parking lot, I started to breathe. Four in, hold for four, six out. This is important stress management. It activates the parasympathetic nervous system. Now, what I just did there was breathe. Three or four counts in, hold for three or four counts, out for five or six. Just try that right now. Try that right now. Three or four in, hold. Now make your exhale longer. One more time. Three or four in, hold. Now make your exhale longer. Now, I noticed that I needed that yesterday. Why did I need that? Well, that kind of breathing activates what's called your parasympathetic nervous system. It has a calming effect, has a regulating effect. It is the opposite system of the fight or flight, which, by the way, walking into a building you haven't been in for 15 minutes, I'm not going to change that. Not for 15 minutes, for 15 months. Walking into a building for that amount of time gone, and then you come back, do you think there might be a little apprehension? Maybe. And maybe that's not where the apprehension will be, but you have to notice where you are being challenged as you enter the building, as you meet face-to-face with other people. Your challenge might be that other people around you don't seem to be challenged. They seem to be just fine with it. What's wrong with these people? We've been in a pandemic. Who knows how it might hit you, but what you need to do is notice. Notice yourself. Notice what's going on around you. That includes what's happening for other people. As we make a transition to time back in the building, to time with other people, part of mindfulness is locating yourself, like actually reminding yourself where you are. But then the next piece of this is noticing. Noticing yourself. Notice what's happening to you. Notice what's happening to people around you. Noticing what is happening, the dynamic that's happening in a situation. And then number three is shaping. Mindfulness is how I choose to behave once I have located and noticed. So what I did yesterday was I started breathing. That shifted my behavior. It shifted my behavior. And then I spent some time with the entire group, having them breathe, which shifted their behavior, which made for a much better beginning to our meeting than just, okay, well, let's get going. I wanted to bring some shape to the moment, some calm to the moment. So mindfulness is not just about locating and noticing, but it's about how will I intervene? How will I deposit or not my behavior in this situation? Maybe I notice that one of my colleagues who is in a face-to-face meeting with me in the building after 15 months is struggling, is nervous. What can I do to help shape that moment in a way that can be regulating and calming? What can you do to shape the moments ahead this summer? Now, let me tell you, because you have walked in the building where you work so many times, guess what you may be prone to do? Just go all mindless, right? I mean, how mindful do you have to be to walk into the building? You don't. You can just walk in. But since we haven't walked in that building for so long, and since, I don't know, for 100 and years or more, we haven't had a pandemic like this. I mean, this is epic. And what's happened because of it socially? What if you took all of that and became mindful as you walked in the door, as you walked through the threshold of the door or any door, you said, I am here. I am at the building, whatever building that is. What do I notice right now about myself? Maybe I should breathe. Maybe I should invite other people to breathe. Maybe I should insert humor, or maybe I should just be quiet right now. It seems like the team that I'm sitting with here just needs a minute. I don't know what you need to bring to the moment, but I do know that what makes it more likely that we will bring something of value and meaning to a moment is when we're mindful, when we locate ourselves, notice what's going on in me and around me, and based on that, bring a shape to the moment through my behavior that is the best version of me in that moment, to bring the best version of that moment to bear. Wow, we've got a lot of experimenting ahead in the summer. But one thing that will make all of the experimenting better is a mindful approach. Locate, notice, shape. This is Dave Fleming at the Ingenuity Lab. Oh, just one more time. Ready? In for four. Hold that. Slowly let it out. Have a mindful day.